Hi, and welcome back to our channel today. Today we are going to talk all about brewed tea leaves that have many benefits and even can be a fantastic substitute to our beloved coffee. So you may have guessed that today we're going to talk about yerba mate. And yerba mate is made from the leaves and the twigs of the yerba mate plant. And you can even consume this in kind of a fun way. Typically, it's consumed in a little container called a gourd. And this gourd, you will put your tea leaves in there, brew them, and you leave them in there because you'll sip it through a metal straw with a little filter at the end that keeps those leaves away. And if you don't have time to steep and drink your yerba mate from a gourd every day, you can find easier ways to consume it. You can find it at your local co-op or maybe a Whole Foods of some sort. And, you know, they'll be good options there. My name is Marcy Vasky, and I'm a functional medicine nutritionist specializing in gut health. So I see a lot of people who struggle with bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and that's just to name a few. And so if that sounds like you or maybe someone you love, and you would like to get more information and heal up your gut, I will link below our website where you can easily go in and make an initial appointment and meet with us. Also, if you're the kind of person who likes to do things on their own and get more knowledge just to learn and to maybe understand your gut better, I will post a link below also on 5 ways to improve your gut health. So let's get started on the benefits of yerba mate. So for centuries, humans have loved stimulants. And really, depending on where you are on the globe and your ancestors came from, they would have found themselves consuming coffee or cacao beans, maybe guana berries, koala nuts, tea, or even the yerba mate that we're going to talk about today. And what's cool about it is that they each contain some slightly different active chemicals, and they all contain caffeine or a closely related molecule with similar stimulant properties. So today, let's dig into 5 benefits of yerba mate. The first benefit of yerba mate is that it contains wonderful amounts of antioxidants and nutrients. And one of these antioxidants and nutrients is something called xanthines. And xanthines are compounds that act as that stimulant. So they include coffee. And they are found in yerba mate or other teas. They'll be found in coffee, of course, and they'll be found in chocolate. So lots of yummy ways to get this fantastic nutrient. And what's really interesting is that the antioxidant power of yerba mate seems to be slightly higher than that of even green tea. And yerba mate actually contains 7 out of the 9 essential amino acids, in addition to almost every vitamin and mineral in your body that it needs. Now, those are glowing things about yerba mate, but to keep it in perspective, it contains all of those things, but in very little amounts. So we can't count on drinking a few cups of yerba mate a day and getting all those minerals and vitamins, but it's sure fun to know. Number 2 on our list is that yerba mate boosts energy and can improve mental focus. So with each cup of yerba mate, you get roughly about 85 milligrams of coffee, and that caffeine will help boost up that energy level. I mean, isn't that why we kind of drink it in the morning or in the early afternoon if you need an extra boost? Also, what yerba mate can do is increase your mental focus. So if you're sort of struggling in the afternoon and you need a little boost, grab a cup of yerba mate and you might be able to focus better on that work. Actually, several human studies observed that they improved alertness, short-term recall, and reaction time in participants who actually only consumed a single dose containing about 37.5 to 450 milligrams of caffeine, which 450 is going to be a little more than the traditional 85 that's in a cup of yerba mate. But what else is cool is that Herbamante seems to not give you those caffeine jitters. So if you experience those when you're drinking coffee, I would, you know, highly suggest trying a little Herbamante and see if that helps with those after effects. Now, benefit number three is that it can improve physical performance. Just like you may have heard how coffee and the caffeine in coffee can help improve your physical performance, Herbamate seems to show the same effect. And what it does is it helps to improve muscle contractions, reduce the fatigue, and also improves sports performance up to about 5%. And in fact, one study that where participants were given a gram capsule of the ground Herbamate leaves right before exercise, they burned 24% more fat during just moderate intense exercise. So that's pretty cool. You know, so you could maybe have a cup on your way to the gym and increase your burning effect of your workout. And that's fun to think about at this time of year when we're going into the holidays and eating all the fun food that's around. We need any little biohack that we can get. Now, benefit number four that we're going to chat about here is that Herbamate can actually protect against infections. And we're hearing all about viruses and infections this time of year. So maybe it's picking up a cup of Herbamate that's going to keep you healthy this season. But what it does is that it can help prevent infections like bacteria infections, parasite infection, fungi infections. So in fact, one test study was done and they found that through high-dosed Herbamate extract and actually deactivated a bacteria called E. coli. And you've maybe heard of E. coli because it causes food poisoning symptoms like diarrhea and stomach cramps. And so just a simple cup of Herbamate may keep you from experiencing that. Also, compounds in Herbamate prevent the growth of a particular fungus that is responsible for like scaly skin, or if you struggle with dandruff, or even other certain skin rashes. So I'm not thinking that Herbamate is a bad thing to put in. How about you? Now, one of the last benefits we're going to talk about today is that Herbamate can actually help you lose weight and belly fat. There have been animal studies show that Herbamate may reduce the appetite and boost metabolism, which can help with weight loss. It seems that it helps to decrease the total number of fat cells and reduce the fat that they hold. So that's pretty nice. But in human studies, they have found also that it can increase the amount of stored fat that's burned for energy. So when you're having your cup of Herbamate before you hit the gym in the morning, know that you're burning stored fat instead of the fats maybe that you had just consumed. And in another study, it was actually a 12-week long study of people who were overweight. They were given 3 grams of Herbamate powder per day, and they lost an average of 1.5 pounds and reduced their waist to hip ratio by 2%. So that's indicating that they're losing belly fat. Now, if you're thinking that you want to use Herbamate for, you know, weight loss, these are high amounts of Herbamate. So I would really recommend working with a practitioner and making sure you're taking the Herbamate in a safe way and so that you stay healthy while you're losing your weight. So just to wrap this up, Herbamate sounds pretty beneficial to me, and I think I'm going to run out and try some actually. It may not be for everyone though, right? Just like anybody, you know, potentially who can't tolerate caffeine, or pregnant individuals, or illnesses that may interfere with caffeine. I mean, I really recommend that you talk to your health practitioner before drinking Herbamate. But if you're healthy and you're feeling good and you want to give it a shot, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't. And all I'd say is try it, start slow, see if you like it, and watch the benefits emerge.